Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Following a two-week dry dock, Carnival Cruise Line's Carnival Fantasy experienced technical issues that caused a delay in getting back to its home port of Mobile, Alabama. The originally scheduled five-day cruise is now a four-day with a stop in Cozumel, canceling a stop to Progreso, Mexico. The line is giving guests a one-day prorated refund and a $50 onboard credit. Carnival Fantasy is the oldest ship in the Carnival Cruise Line fleet, coming online in 1990. And Princess Cruises announced today the expansion of their Medallion-class experience to three additional ships, Royal Princess, Crown Princess, and the upcoming Sky Princess. Ocean Medallion is a wearable device that provides expedited check-in, on-demand beverage delivery, keyless stateroom entry, and eliminates other friction points along the cruise. Caribbean Princess currently utilizes this technology, and Regal Princess will come online on February 17th. And finally, Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line is stepping outside of its normally scheduled Freeport, Bahamas itinerary. Their ship Grand Classica is doing a one-off sailing to Cuba on February 14th. The sailing will call to Havana and feature a day at sea with an open-air concert. Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line operates two ships from the port of Palm Beach, Florida. More stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.